Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's Ann and Nancy, the Wilson sisters, otherwise known as Heart. It's one of their best songs. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. The one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com. That's with the number three. Rick Lapsinger is our guest, our good friend, 11-year member of our Brain Trust, president of On Point Consulting. Put a .com on the end of that, right, Rick?
Yep.
OnPointConsulting.com. They can find you and your books and all the things that you do. We're talking about conflict resolution. Rick's helping us with that. He in the previous segment, identified the four typical classic reasons why conflicts arise. Now, Rick, you got some suggestions on how to either solve them or avoid them, right? What's the first one?
Yeah, well, I think that there's just a premise overall is that you want to make the conversation two-way, and you want to identify common ground. And if you focus on those two primary things, you're more likely to resolve the conflict in a very productive way. So the first steps are really about making sure that you understand what's important to the other person and what their objective is, and that the other person understands what's important to you and what you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And from that platform, you can immediately move to identifying common ground. And that's the key to resolving a conflict. Because with common ground, meaning some shared objective, something you're both trying to do together, it both helps diffuse the emotional component and it increases the likelihood that you'll be more cooperative mm-hmm. with each other trying to problem solve. So that's really the starting point, is to make it a two-way conversation, not to just go in and start telling somebody what it is you want, but to really focus on understanding what their needs are.
And start out by making sure that we aren't forgetting that there are things that we agree on.
Absolutely right. Exactly right. And highlight those first.
And how about this? And maybe even identify that the things that we have in common are much more important to both of us than this conflict is for either one of us.
Yeah, so exactly right.
It might be the case.
You may have a different point of view, but it doesn't mean that there aren't areas of commonality that can be a platform for a constructive conversation.
Isn't that the problem we have in America today? We've got such an easy, lush life. Things are so easy. We're safe. People are working. We've got the economy's great. It's almost like we're so spoiled, Rick, that we don't realize that there's a billion things that we should be grateful with and to each other about. And these other things that we seem to be at daggers drawn about are really just not that important. Why do we
focus on the differences.
We do, don't we? And I'll tell you, there was a time when our political class would do that, right? They'd spend time conflicting with each other, but they also would spend time working on things that they agreed on. But now everybody, and I don't just mean the politicians. Now everybody's got the idea that, well, I can't let you win this argument because then you'll win. I can't let you win. That's not possible. I can't let you win. And I wonder, Rick, you're out there doing this all the time, more on a regular basis than I am. Are you seeing this encroaching over into the marketplace, this kind of a behavior?
Truthfully, I don't.
Good.
And the reason why
I'm really glad to hear you say that.
Because there's too much at stake. In other words, you could take a hard line and try to, but usually in business, it really is a much more of a reciprocal relationship where, mm-hmm. you know, when you need something or want something, you really have to focus on cooperation and collaboration in order to get what you want. And if you take a long-term picture, cooperation and collaboration and some, on occasion, compromise can actually get you more than if you take more of a competing hard line, I'm going to get what I want kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because that kind of behavior, if you go at it from a competitive point of view, sort of win-lose, that sets up a dynamic where other people approach you in the same way.
That's right.
And it becomes sort of win-lose.
You set the stage. Yeah, you're setting the stage for not getting it resolved. You talk about active listening in the last minute here. Tell us about how we can be better listeners.
Yeah, it's all about listening. I mean, and we might have talked about this in a previous segment, but listening is really a foundation for building trust. But listening also diffuses emotion. So listening is a great way to approach the conflict, because you learn more about the other person's position and point of view. You demonstrate that you're willing to engage in a meaningful, constructive conversation. And it helps diffuse the emotional component, because people feel like they're being heard overall. Plus,
right,
you're building more trust. So listening is the key to be able to resolve these differences.
Hey, Rick, is this article available on your website?
It is. There's a blog that's posted. If you go to onpointconsultingllc.com and just go to our blog and type in conflict, you'll get a whole bunch of blogs on conflict.
Onlineconsultingllc.com, folks. Hey, Rick, good job today. Come back soon.
I absolutely will.
Thank you. Rick Lepsinger, ladies and gentlemen. We love having him on the show. He's so smart. Got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.